Welcome to Conversations in Grief, a podcast from Anam Cara, an organization set up by bereaved parents to help themselves and all bereaved parents cope with their grief and loss and journey on. I'm Sam Whelan-Curtin, and in this second series of the podcast, we'll be hearing from parents as they share their own unique stories of their children and their journey through grief. In this episode, we will be talking about the death of an only child to suicide with Eddie as he shares with us the story of his daughter, Dorina. Welcome, Eddie. If you can introduce yourself and talk to us about your family.
My name is Eddie Walsh. I live here in Ballycumber, County Offaly, with my partner, Anne. I had only one daughter. Her name was Dorina. She was my firstborn and only born. She was born in 1977. Myself and her mother split up approximately when she was 15, you know. Now we get on well. Obviously, it was a hard time when we lost Dorina, you know. Like, she died 5 years ago in tragic circumstances, obviously, and it's been hard. It's been hard ever since, you know. Yet at times she inspires me, believe it or not, you know. I know she's always there. I carry a little stone, actually, which she gave me once, and I continue to hope. She's with me all the time.
Can you tell me more about Dorina and what she was like as a person?
She was a wonderful young lady. As a baby, she was absolutely gorgeous. And my mother actually, that would be her grandmother, actually entered her in many baby shows. And she was a beautiful, beautiful child, not just in stature, but she had a great personality. And funny enough, she got a love for horses, actually, very early on in her life. You know, we lived in Clifton at the time, and I introduced her to horse riding. She tried everything else, the usual thing, which would be the dancing and the swimming, everything. But she took to horse riding, she took to horses, and that was her passion. Drove me mad because I was a rugby lad, and as she grew older, we had to get her a pony and bring her to particular shows, and she got very fussy as to what she'd wear, et cetera, you know, typical of young teenagers as well. But no, she was a great child. We had never had a day's problem with her ever. She preferred to go out and, wash the horse at the weekend and go out with, go into town or anything like that. She was just one of those kids. She loved nature. She loved horses. So that was really her passion and continues to be her passion, even as she got older, you know. And then she injured her back and she couldn't ride anymore. She developed bipolar when she was about 25, 26, but I never noticed it, funny enough. Sometimes I feel guilty about that because I spent a lot of time with her, but she never told me. And she's a very intelligent girl. She did a degree in science in Maynooth, then she went on to do toxicology, and that was her passion. She used to make feed then for the horses to make them go quicker, you know. Yeah, so she ended up working for Pfizer.
And I know this is hard to speak about. Can you tell us about her death?
That was our chattering. As I said to you, I was involved in rugby, and I was an official at a match over in England when I got the news, and I was driving up the motorway when the guards rang me from Ireland to pull in, you know. And I'll never forget that day as long as I live. You never think, actually, that, you know, you're going to lose your daughter, to be honest, Sam. You know, it's as simple as that. You never do, you know. You think, I know it's a very selfish thing, but I never got to walk her up the aisle, you know. She was involved in relationships and that, but she hadn't got to the stage of marriage, you know. And there's lots of things I'd like to have done with her, you know. She was a fantastic person, you know, and I know she wasn't well, but I never honestly knew she was that bad. So you never know. You really never know, you know. Like, so if you have a child that isn't so well with depression, or they call it depression, and they call it, whether it's bipolar or depression or whatever type of depression they have, like, keep talking to them, you know, because, and even if they fall out with you, keep, you know, like, because that's awful important, you know. It's one thing I didn't do, you know. I was probably too busy in my own life at the time, you know, and I'm very sad over that I didn't notice it.
There are all those things you think about after. So many parents we've talked to have echoed that. What if? It's always there. Can you talk to me about the time after losing Dorina? What's going through your head?
After it happened, you know, like, I went through various emotions. Obviously, I was devastated, and funny enough, I was depressed myself for a year. And then a friend of mine, actually, who had experienced suicide, suggested I go to Anamkara. And I was very reluctant to go, because I just didn't like talking about it, you know. And it's the best thing I ever did, because I met nice people there. As a matter of fact, I felt very humbled, because, you know, I got to read it to 40 years of age. And whilst I would want her to live a very long and lean life, she had a good life up to 40, you know. You felt humbled, actually, to listen to their stories. It doesn't take away your pain, you know. The pain will always be there. You just learn to live with it. But it's so important for people that I've met. I've been in situations where they had meetings where they lost an only child, because I lost an only child, and that was a killer to me. You know, I had no other kids, and now I'm very lucky in that she had a son, Killian, grandson. So I keep an eye on him, and he's a great guy. I do miss Dorina, you know. I miss her terribly. At this stage, I'd love to be enjoying her, and that's what it's all about, you know. I have a great partner who helps me out, you know, and she talks to me all the time and, you know, tells me it's not my fault. And I know that, but it doesn't matter, you know. But you get up every day and you go to work, and I try to remember in a positive way, you know, all the time, you know, and that's what Anamkara do. They give you that confidence to go, you know, and always remember them, you know. That's so important.
You mentioned others you've connected with, those who have no surviving children, and that's such a particular kind of grief, losing your only child. Can you tell me about that?
Well, it's very difficult, because it's like, actually, as if, you know, it's not the natural way. In other words, I'm supposed to die before she does, and it's devastating to lose your only child. And it's so important that you contact somebody, you know, because you need to talk about it, you know. And if you don't talk about it, you know, it'll eat you up. It's simple as that. I didn't realise, actually, I was depressed for a year after Dorina died, you know. But actually, I decided to leave work, and because I just couldn't handle the people, actually, with little problems, you know. They were kind of saying, you know, like, you don't know what a problem is. So it's not fair on them, because they obviously didn't cause this or anything like that. So I retired from my job and everything, you know. And yes, I'm happier now because I've spoken about it. And that's why to parents, actually, who, if this happens to you, you know, it's important that you contact somebody, you know. And I went to Anamkara. They were brilliant. Like, there's no stress in doing this, you know. You need to do this. You need to do it for yourself, you know, and you need to listen to other people. And you're not the only one out there, you know. That's the most important thing. You're not the only one out there. Yeah, it's heart-rending at times, you know. Even discussing it now, actually, it brings back a lot of pain. But it's important that you do that, because that's the way you'll deal with it.
You mentioned telling the story and talking about it, that it is one of the most important things you can do. That's a method of coping, of moving forward. Can you tell me how that feels when you're able to talk about it?
Well, it gives you great release. It, if you're able to talk about it, it takes away some of the pain. You never, somebody said to me, when does this pain go away? And I said to them, it's amazing, actually, the pain never goes away. But it does, you learn to live with it and you learn to cope with it. And, when you're not feeling good, I would go and I'd go for a walk by the beach or I'd do something that makes me, happy, and I'd do something positive. It's very important to do that, not to let yourself get down, or even go for a game of golf or whatever you do, doesn't matter. Some people prefer to just go for a walk in the, by the ocean or through the fields or whatever, and talk to your partner and talk to somebody, because talking is great, and don't be afraid to discuss it, Like, everybody discusses suicide as a dirty word. It's funny, before this happened to Narina, I was discussing with somebody about the suicide of their son, and I said, and one of the things I told them, which I live by now, is that they chose to go and you can't do anything about that. It's very hard that they chose to go, and they chose, and they chose that because of their depression and they saw no other way. You have to respect their view. And if you show that respect, I think it helps you, It does help you. It really didn't want to be in this life, And I just hope to God, like, there's horses up there and a different life, for her, and that she's happy. That's all. That's all I can do.
And can you tell me a little bit about connecting with her memory now? She's obviously still very present for you in the way you talk about her.
And my partner's great. She has a little garden dedicated to her up there, Like, I go to her grave. Well, funny enough, I don't know. I think she's gone out of there, to be honest. But it's just somewhere to go and say a prayer or whatever. And I put white flowers on her grave because she loved white flowers. And Anna's great, my partner. She knows that she really loves flowers, She loved white flowers in particular. So she has a little garden dedicated here to her, and that she's always in my mind, I dream about, believe it or not, even about her and the good days and the times we went off horse riding and the days she annoyed the hell out of me, when I'd be going to referee a rugby match and I'd have to leave her up to Mullingar or somewhere to, to do a show, and she'd want everything prim and proper, She was very, very prim and proper. She loved animals, so she was great with animals, absolutely super, But she's alive and well around here, it's amazing. Her spirit is alive and well, because I know she'll be giving out to me about certain things, and she always wanted me to be happy, that's all, And she wants her son to be happy, Killian, who is a fantastic guy, and we're all living her life through him now, and he's a great guy, there's not much more we could do, Sam,
It's not been long since her death, only a few years, but I imagine in that journey, that grief, that things have changed in certain ways over time. Can you tell me about that, being here now compared to where you were in those early days?
In the very early days, I couldn't talk about it, but I eventually learned to talk about it, and I think Adam Cara helped me with that, because even when I went to their meetings, I was very quiet, and I'm a very chatty guy, as you can see, and I've got back to being that way, And in many ways, I'm more content in myself, because I now know she's happy, and I've come to accept that. Nobody understands suicide. Nobody understands it, but you have to try and make some sense of it, You have to talk about it. It should always be in my heart, and in my life, she lives, believe it or not. She's just not physically here.
For the parents who might be listening to this, who might be earlier or fresher in their grief, What message or what would you like for them to hear from your own experience and your own journey?
It's very difficult in the very early stages, you know, because you do get depressed yourself and you're in a dark, it's like you're in a dark room and you don't see anything, you know, you don't see how you're going to get out of this, you know. But the most important thing is that if you're with a partner or whatever, that you talk about it, you know, and you go through all the stages. You go through anger, you go through sadness, you go through all the emotions. But you have to be patient, you know, and you have to talk about it. And, you know, you'll see over the years, you will learn to live with it. You will learn to live with it. You will progress to a stage where you can live and live a good life and be reasonably happy, you know. And yes, I'm content now, you know. I'm content that she's happy, you know. I talk to her all the time, of course, you know. And I know the kind of standards that she would want from me. And sometimes, actually, we live our life through our parents or whatever. It's amazing. I live my life through my child, you know, who, you know, would have wanted me to be reasonably happy. And that's what it's about, like, you know, because you have, it's all about survival, Sam. That's all it is. It's about living from day to day. And it's up to you to do that, you know, and get on with it. You know, it's so important that you do, because she wouldn't want, or he or she, whoever your child is, wouldn't want you to be living in the doldrums, you know. It's tough on any parent, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, because you don't expect your child to go before you. Simple as that. But it does happen. And you have to live with the reality of that. Yeah, it's horrific at the time, but it does get better.
Thank you, Eddie. Are there any final reflections you'd like to share with us? You've taken so much from your connection with Doreena, carrying that forward. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I had a great journey with her. See, people might think that, oh, she was depressed from the time she was 2 years of age. She wasn't. She was a great child. Like, she just a normal child. She just got involved in horses, and she was in school. She did well in school, and she had school pals, and she did the normal things, you know. But, like, you never expect that this can happen, but it can happen to anybody. That's what people have to realize. It can happen to anybody, you know. It happened to me. I didn't think it would ever happen to me. You're there and living your life, and, you know, you're involved in your sport, and you're doing things, and you never think this is going to happen. It can happen to anybody, and you have to deal with it. That's the one thing that you have to do. You know, you can't let it linger. It's funny you mentioned my connection with her. Like, I had a great connection with her. You know, we fought a lot. We argued a lot, you know, because typical of her child, she wanted me to be the best, you know. She'd argue with you that you're doing it wrong, and you know. And certainly, when it came to sport, anyway, we had great arguments, you know. But they were father and daughter rows, you know, nothing more, you know. I loved her dearly, I'll tell you that. Still do. And I miss her so much. She was just one wonderful child, you know. And to any parent, you know, like, always enjoy your child, enjoy them. Because we don't know, simply that, you know. But it does happen to you, you know. You're going to have, you know, deal with it by talking to people, deal with it, going to particular organizations, whoever they are, you know. And it will help you. It will help you. You'll never get better. If somebody says you'll get better, you'll never get better, but you'll learn to live with it. And that's what you do. Yeah, I become less down now at this particular stage, you know. I live life, you know, I do live life. But I live life because of her, you know. I'm really happy that I'm talking about Doreena. So I am. I'm really happy to talk about her because she deserves to be talked about.
Thank you, Eddie. And you've shared her story so powerfully and your own journey. We dedicate this episode to the memory of Doreena. we know the power of hearing the stories of other parents and how this can help in navigating the journey of grief. Anam Cara provides information, resources, and bereavement support after the death of a child of any age and through all circumstances. Holding regular group meetings and information sessions in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, you can find out more by visiting www.anamcara.ie or calling +353 1 404 5378. We would like to thank all the parents who have spoken to us and shared their stories for this podcast series. Thank you for listening, and be kind to yourself.